Hi, everybody!
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Yes, we're back. It's the Havoc Freenet Radio, and we're here for our third broadcast. And in the studio live today, we have
Mr. Tickler of Darkage.
Mr. Tickler of Darkage, we do indeed.
Hello there.
So, it's not entirely coincidence that we got Mr. Tickler here, but we're going to come back to that in a few minutes here. It's got something to do with something that's very, very old school. It's very, very old school. Old school, what word? Old school.
Old school. Old school. Stupid thing, isn't it?
Old school, yeah. We're going to reinvent the word old school in a minute.
Yeah,
anyways,
right. Better.
Anyways, we've had some, as you guys probably know if you're listening last week, we had some real technical difficulties. Drift actually lent on the mixer and broke half of it, which wasn't good. So I'm now back in control of the mixer, and hopefully everything should be working. Right, what have we got for you this week? Well, we've had a few problems with our broadcasters, actually. Clary and Fury, who are the two guys that normally help us out a lot. You know, this station owes a lot to those guys. It wouldn't be working without them. They've actually gone off hunting for a house. They're
I think it's terrible. I think they should put their life on hold for Havoc Radio.
I think you're absolutely right. They should. People should not be going looking and buying houses when Havoc Net Radio is on.
Absolutely.
Right. Anyway, so they're actually not here at the moment, so things are going to be a little bit harder. What we have got for you today, though, is ADOC of Huggy. Or Hoogie, as I'm being told by German
Hoogie,
people.
Hoogie.
Yeah. Hoogie or Huggy, who knows?
Yeah, these call them something more sensible, like devotion or something, where everyone knows how to say that.
Devotion? Devotion, did he say?
I didn't say a word.
He said devotion!
I said nothing.
Yeah, you did.
moving swiftly on.
Although you know we're going to come back to that in a minute. Yes, so ADOC of Huggy has kindly done us a couple of nice slots here. He's back with his latest scene news, of course. I'm just going to fade this music down here in the background anyway, because we're nice and professional and good like that. ADOC's... this is a professional broadcasting station. You know it is, mate.
Oh, it's the best.
You've seen our broadcasting facilities.
Oh, I have to say, I mean, once I drove into the parking lot and went past security and down into the massive Havoc Houses complex, you know, it's quite an impressive place, actually.
We've got our own housing complex and everything down here.
Yeah.
It's not ours exactly.
It's all for Havoc Radio, face it. It's a massive...
yes.
Havoc Towers.
Yeah, the Havoc Towers. Anyway, here we are. At our huge broadcasting studio,
multi-million pound recording suite.
That's right. We've got racks and racks of shelves. back to what I was saying. ADOC of Hoogie is here. He's got two very good slots. He's got his usual demo scene news, which is here every week with the latest news from the scene, both Amiga and PC. And he's also back again. Now, some of you probably have read, or most of you have probably read, the article that Scandor wrote on CFX Web about the demo scene and about demos and about how it was all going. ADOC's done his own little view on that, and I think it's pretty interesting, so you guys are going to want to hang around and have a listen to that. That's coming on later in the show. Meanwhile, between all that, we'll be here talking about rubbish, as usual. And
talking rubbish,
depends who we're talking to, really, don't we've also got some interesting news from you. We've got some very interesting news. A lot of you are on the Amiga scene. A lot of you have probably heard about, am I even allowed to say it? Devotion.
You can say it's dead.
We're going to censor this show. So every time you want to say like, it's just going to like go off the air like that.
What we're going to say is every time we say. Oh, right, I see.
So you can't actually say it like that. It's actually manual censoring.
Well, look, all I'm saying is you cut me out now. I didn't even say. So yeah. Anyway, all I'm saying, I'm going to say it and you're not going to blank it. I'm going to say it. I'm going to come out and just say it loud. It's devotion. There you,
there you go. He's said it. So we're broken,
it's dead,
we're broken
and
barriers.
We're saying nothing more. All right.
Anyway, right. right. Anyway, yes. Well, I can't remember what I was talking about. So yeah, let's
I
go
don't know
li-
what you're talking about either.
Neither do I. Let's go for a little bit of news. Anyway, so what's the are you guys on crack? Yeah,
yeah, we're on crack. Yeah, it's great.
That'll do. Whatever floats your boat. right. Yeah. Obviously, some guys that are listening to us, if you want to get interactive and get on the air. What you'll have to do is... hang on, I'm just reading some comments from ADOC here. He says it's loading into the buffer, and it's playing again. Good, it works. Huh, that's always good news for a station. Anyway, right, get all your mates, anyone that you're talking to there, make sure that they are all tuned in. You know the IP. You should know the IP, because you're tuned in and listening.
Well,
if you can read
stupid
this.
If you didn't know the IP and you tuned in. I mean,
that's
quite a skill.
If you don't know the IP, get on FNET #HavocRadio. It's there in the topic, and get on it, and you'll be qualified for automatic ops.
Yes.
See, we're very elite. We give absolutely everyone ops.
and of course, that's actually on our screen, so if you say stuff, we can react on the air and stuff.
It's called IRC, mate.
It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We can. Yeah. If you're on the screen and whatnot, and you're talking away, we can talk back to you, as it were.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway.
With a massive lag, but
yeah, with a huge lag. Yeah. This was the thing. We were actually going to have a really, really big scene quiz going on today. We had it all set up. We had all the questions. We had most of the questions. Okay, we had three questions. But
wow.
The problem was that we were. We had a problem with the lag. What was happening was, it took me a minute to work this out, and of course everyone that's listening in with like Winamp or Amiga Amp or Streamer, yeah. Whatever that Amiga thing is, you wouldn't think I was an Amiga Sena, would you? Am I an Amiga Sena? I don't
you
actually
are,
have
don't
any Amigas.
Well, you do, they're under your bed.
They're under it's the table, mate. It's table. The server room desk,
server room
storage area.
Hey, well, you've got a pretty damn good Amiga on your bed now, but it's
yeah,
sort of
that's
not
right.
Yours.
It's, yeah. Mr. Tickle has kindly said that he will donate his Amiga
to...
Oh,
yeah, of course he did. Yeah.
Yes,
really think so.
Yep. Oh yeah. it's really a question. Can he get it out before I take it to bits? anyway,
we're talking shit again.
Yeah, this is what we seem to do most of the time. It's I think what I was going to do originally when I decided to do this station and get some people involved, the original idea was going to be that we'd broadcast news and serious discussion and all that kind of thing. We'd be there in depth, asking the questions the Cena wants. The one remaining Cena. Yes, everyone else is actually inactive, so you don't qualify. unfortunately, that one active Cena is actually too active and can't tune in because he's coding or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so originally the idea was going to be that we'd ask the burning questions, deal with the burning issues, and really there were no issues that were that burning. So what we've actually done, we're going to do a bit of a more free format show. The other shows we've done, we've had a bit of structure to them. Really and truly,
just making it sound like we planned it this way now. We have no script. We're supposed to have planned this, but we just sort of didn't.
All right, yeah, I'll come clean. Normally every week I plan out exactly what we're going to do on the show and what we're going to talk about, except I've been away this week learning Tivoli. Actually, if any of you know what Tivoli is, it's like distributed management for networks and stuff, and it's very thank you. It's very, very boring. So which had the upside of me not actually being able to do any preparation for the show, which was a bit of a problem. So what we've decided to say is it's a free format show and we'll talk about whatever we feel like.
Yeah, and if you don't like it, well,
tough. That's what you've got the stop button for. Please don't press
please
it. Please,
press it. Please,
please
no.
Don't press it.
No,
come on,
no.
Come on. You know,
we have got some things worked out. It's just not much.
Yes, at the moment we only have to know like 7 words. It's Welcome to the Havoc Scene Radio.
We've got more on that anyway.
Yeah.
Moving swiftly on.
If you don't listen, we're going to have to learn 4 new ones. Like, do you want fries with that? Anyway, right. Yeah, moving swiftly on. So it's not a complete coincidence we've got Mr. Tickle in the studio. Why have we got you in the studio? That's right, DNT.
We thought it'd be a good idea.
Yeah, we thought it'd be a good idea.
It's kind of a reunion because we many, many years ago, back in the time when bulletin boards were... there, we kind of got together as DNT or Deaf and Tickle and made some interesting music modules, one of which we'll be playing you later on.
Yes, we would play it now, but I can't find it.
No, we'll play that towards the end, I think.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of just getting together again because we've never actually met. We've known each other for how many years is it now? It's probably 6 or 7 years.
6 or 7 years at least.
But we've never actually met, so we thought, why not do it on Havoc Radio?
Most definitely.
Yeah, and we could talk about the scene for a bit or something like that.
Shall we play a module in the background while we're chatting away about nothing apparently?
Well, what module is that then?
Power string.
Oh, one of ours.
One of ours. Right, okay. We're going to play this.
Before we play it, can I just apologise wholeheartedly and profusely for the assault on your ears that's about to take place?
It's not an assault on your ears. It's great. It's wonderful. You should listen to this. This was actually entered into the Deja Vu competition. Yeah, that's about all I've got to say about it. It was originally four modules long, and we played around with it. Yeah, we shrank it. That's a good word.
All the crap. Well, not all of it. Most of the crap. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to start playing it in the background just so you can hear it here. I don't know. Is that playing? It's very difficult to tell. Let's go quiet for a minute. Yeah, you know, that is actually playing. That's quite impressive. Anyway, that's playing in the background. We'll leave that playing.
Let us know on the channel if you can hear it, because...
Yeah, that would be nice if people could tune in. Oh, hang on a minute. Sorry, there's some people in here that are basically... I've got two Hash Havoc radio channels going, one on IRCNet and one on FNet. Now, the one on IRCNet is actually manned by my bot called Cool. So I am there, and I can read what you're saying. So...
The FNet one's probably one we would take most notice of, though.
Yes. We're going to be there... we're going to be more on the FNet channel. So if you want to talk, then get on there. Anyway, yes, this is... So you can hear in the background now, Power Stream Part 1. This, as I say, was originally four modules remixed down to one, which is why it sounds like... different all the way through. It's the old DNT, how many stars can you get into one module thing. Yeah. That was what we were famous for. Were we famous?
We weren't famous. No one knew us.
No, that's right. We were never famous.
Some guy from some big mod group member said he liked one of the Comfort songs or something. I can't remember. So many years ago, man.
Oh, right.
That's why I'm here anyway, because I know this guy from years ago.
Yeah, there you go.
That's about all, really, but we're both seniors. So we're going to talk about scene stuff, I guess, which is handy. This is a scene radio station. Really.
I'm actually an inactive scener, but there you go. My name's Deathbase. I'm an inactive scener, and I'm here to cure my problem.
You still run a very good bulletin board, though.
Yes, I did. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, the Havoc. The Havoc. That's why the station is called the Havoc. I don't know if I've ever actually talked about that. Yeah, Candyman, this is live. Candyman is sitting there in the channel going, is this going live now, or is it pre-recorded?
Actually, we pre-recorded it, but
this is pre-recorded.
Just knew you were going to say that.
This is actually a pre-recorded show. We're just very good at post-production.
Yeah.
we're very good at this.
We're very bad at everything else.
Yeah, we're very bad at everything else. We're very good at post-production. We're so good at it, we can do post-production live.
Yeah.
Is this live, or have we re-recorded
it? Is it live, or is it
Yeah, that's a very... Is it live? Yes, that's right. Sponsored by Memorex. The only tapes for a CD recording.
Anyway.
Yeah. And of course, if anyone from Memorex is listening, feel free to send me a box of tapes.
Yeah, we want... Yeah.
For free.
CDRs, tapes, whatever you do.
Yeah, yeah, send anything. Yeah, CD drives, computers.
I really don't think anyone from...
Cars.
Anyone from Memorex is listening, though.
No, it's probably not.
Should we talk about the scene for a bit?
Yeah, let's talk about the scene. That's what we're here for. So, anyway, we're here to talk about the scene. So, we've got some bits and pieces. Darkage. Right, Darkage. Yes. There's been a lot going on about Darkage, hasn't there, recently? The Amiga group Darkage, they've had some problems. They've been around for quite some time.
We have, really. I think Modem started us up in 1990.
1990,
I'll just get the exact date off this computer while you talk.
I'm just going to pad. We're padding. Pad. Padding.
There we go. Right, here we go.
Anyway, while Mr. Tickle finds that out, yeah, Darkage have been around an Amiga group for a long, long time.
Not as long as Iris, though.
Not as long as Iris, though. Yes, I've made a solemn resolution that after this week, I'm not going to talk about Iris at all, because every show that we do, Darkhawk always calls me and he gives me about 15,000 things to say about Iris and EC. Actually, if you can hear that typing in the background, I'm going to turn the music down a little bit. I think that's a bit loud, but if you can hear that typing in the background, that's actually Mr. Tickle frantically trying to make up a history of a group. Anyway. Mr. Tickle's now learning to use a mouse. He can't find it. Anyway. Okay, we'll leave it. Anyway.
Yeah, sorry, here we are. I've got it now.
Okay, good. Darkage has been here since...
1997.
I'm sure it was before then.
No, because... 1997, Modem's previous group had some organisational problems, so he tried to split from it.
Ah, so there we go, 1997, that's the official date. Anyway, that was when Darkish was conceived, cool. You like. And since then, they've been a pretty damn active group. They have been a pretty good group, but recently they've had a few problems. So,
well, one or two, yes.
So cunningly, see, we're good at this. Cunningly, Mr. Tickle is a member of Darkage.
Well, you know.
I don't know, are you a member of Darkage, or are you just making it?
No, I'm not actually, Shane. I am actually in the group, but I claim to be.
Oh!
Cutting.
Right.
I'm saying no more about him for now. I'll talk about him later.
Anyway, this might just come to an end, so I'm going to fade it out. What a fade.
Never before has such a smooth fade been done.
So I'm going to... Let's just get a bit of information about Darkage for everyone here. So, anyway, with Modem being off the scene now for personal problems and whatever, what is going to actually happen to Darkage?
Well, for the moment, Gandhi's taken over organisation of Darkage, which was kind of cool, because when Modem left, everyone kind of looked at me, and I was thinking, like, I just have not got time. So, yeah, Gandhi's taken over. Darkage is not dead. Some people have been saying, "Oh no, what's happening to Darkage? You guys dying or what?" But no, we're not dead. We've got some releases in the works, and watch this space, basically, because we're here and we're going to carry on.
Right. So the next question, obviously, got to be: you've got to have some releases in the pipeline. You've got to have some releases.
Yeah.
What about releases that have been finished but not released, or what about? Look, we've got the Ghetto Copter flying overhead there.
That's
the Havoc Free Net Radio Copter. It's out there, the flying eye. Anyway, back to Darkage. You've no doubt got some stuff in the works.
We've got some stuff in the works. Showtime 16, which was supposed to have come out in January, is still coming out. That's Zito's putting that together like a madman possessed, and that's definitely coming out pretty soon. We got a new coder, a new graphician. We got Stingrays, a new coder, and Super K, who's a really good graphician. He can draw really well. So. You know, we got some new blood, and we did actually have a sort of demo in the works while Modem was still with us, and he's left. That's kind of in the air at the moment, but I mean, I've done some code for it, and Sniper's done some code for it, so, you know, maybe if we get that finished, that'll come out soon. But yeah, watch your space, because we're not going away.
that's good news. Now, there's a chip pack. A chip pack.
Oh, yes.
For Jewel Crew Shining and Darkage.
That's right, yes. Everyone who's keep asking me about that, I'd just like to officially say, yes, I am still working on it. Yes, it will come out. Coop has done a load of modules for it. Watch this space again. I haven't touched it for a few months, and for that I apologise, but I promise, within the next few weeks, I'll take up coding it again, and it will come out, so... That's good news, especially for Shape, who keeps saying that if I don't do it soon, they're going to give the job to him, and he really doesn't want it, so...
Yes, so, I mean, have you ever heard of a scene that actually wants to do anything?
That's rare these days.
Inactivity is a way of life. Anyway, right, we've got some more news. What should we do now? We've got ADOC scene news. I think we should broadcast that. We're at about a scene newsy point.
Let's do ADOC scene news, and then we can comment on that maybe, or whatever. Afterwards.
Okay, what we're going to do, next module we're going to play you just before ADOC is actually Laid and Flushed by Laxative Kefrins, and that's straight from the Dane demo. You'll probably remember this. I hope you do. Have a listen, and we will be back straight after ADOC with some more news.
Hi and welcome to the Demo Scene News Corner. What is new in the world of demos, intros and disc macs? First of all, disc is back. Maybe you know it. It's the legendary Amiga Disk Mac. And now, after several years of break, it is back with a sixth issue with 120 articles, graphics by Maid Wade, Bridge Claw, music by Chromac, Kurt Kohl, Mark, and texts by many well-known people. You can download it at amigascene.org. And there's also another cool release. That's the final version of the product by Fabrausch, the Introlet 1, the Party 2K, with many compatibility issues fixed, many more camera movements, and even a hidden part. You can now get it at scene.org. Also, the first disc mech for the Macintosh is going to come soon. It's called MetaMake, and a preview edition has already been released. You can get it at on.to/MetaMake. It is not primarily focused on a scene, but on the MetaMake compiler, but it is designed to get new people to the scene attracted. Yeah, and by the way, there's also a new issue of El Afgano, find it in the web yourself. And a new version of U220 Russian edition with almost all articles translated to Russian and some information on upcoming Russian parties at www.huge.de. Finally, the Web 4096 competition, the competition for HTML and Flash art in only 4 kilobytes, is over, and you can now get all the works on their website and vote for them. web4096.message.sk. And what does CSX Web report? It reports that UPX, that a new version of UPX has been released, as well as a new version of DirectX and 3D Studio Max. So if you are a demo or game developer, check out cfxweb.net and you will see the addresses where to download all this stuff. Bye.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. Shoutcast.
Hey, and we're back again. So, you were just listening there to Condom Corruption from the Spaceballs state-of-the-art demo. Yeah, and everybody who didn't know who that was...
You're just lame, really.
Yeah, that's, you're lame.
That's terrible.
You're not
you
old school.
Know.
You're lame. You're lame. Go away. You're like, no, don't go away. Come
we
on.
Didn't think,
we didn't mean
stay,
it.
Stay with us. You're not lame, but stay with us.
Anyway.
We didn't think of a better name for old school, did we?
No, we'll have to do that in the next break. We'll think of it. We need adverts on here. That's what we need. We need some adverts. I've noticed you listen to...
Kleenex or...
Kleenex, the senior's friend. Anyway. I've noticed on like commercial radio stations, basically... They get loads of advert breaks and they get to play lots of commercial music, so it's nice and easy. It's just not that easy, really, is it? Anyway.
We've got to think of stuff to say, anyway.
Yeah, which we're having a problem doing. Anyway.
No, we're not. We've got loads of stuff. We've got piles
of loads of it. Loads of it. What do we say now? I don't know.
No, right. Thank you and good night.
Yeah, thanks and good night. We'll be back next week. Right, yeah. ADOC's news column there. Yeah, he was speaking about Disc.
Yes, Disc. Very good magazine.
Great magazine.
Just released issue 11 after something like 36 months, something stupid like that. Got that from Dark Hawk. And I have to say, it was very, very good issue. Nice and big. A bit like getting Grapevine in the old days, has to be said.
Yeah, our Grapevine, yeah. That was one of the old Amiga mags, wasn't it? Where the Grapevine, ROM, RAM, RAW, Ridge, I don't know. Just make it up yourself, you know. Take an R and any other letters.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure you'll think of Disc
Mag. It was probably a Disc Mag.
Yeah, anyway. That was great. That was a great Disc Mag disc. However.
Dun, bombshell time.
What's the funeral marches? That's Mozart, isn't
Mozart,
it? Yeah. Anyway, right. We'll come
it's
back
irrelevant.
To that. Yes, Disc. With good news, there's always bad news.
Disc's back.
Disc's back,
and it's not.
It's not. No. It seems, unfortunately, that Disc is dead again.
After back for one issue and dead again. I just hate magazines that come for one issue and then stop. It's. Anyway.
What was that word?
We're not allowed to say.
You've got the drift syndrome, mate. You're fiddling with the mixer. So it seems that Disc is dead. We've had this information on very, very good,
authority.
That's the word I was looking for. We've actually heard this from Dark Hawk.
If it's not true, we'll point the finger at him and go.
It's him. Yes. Basically, it looks like it's dead. There's very few people that know this. You'll find more information about it in the next issue of Eurochart, issue 42, which will be out next weekend, apparently.
Next weekend.
Yes, Eurochart. Next weekend. So Dark Hawk has finally committed to when it's going to be released, which is...
So if it's not, we're going to string him up.
Yes, which is a bit crazy, because you never commit to anything if you're on the scene. But
exactly.
Anyway, yes, so Eurochart should be released next weekend, and you can read all about it. Talking about Eurochart, there's a little bit of information that Dark Hawk wants me to read out here. They've had more of everything than they've usually had. They've had more votes, more articles, a very nice intro, and two really good tunes, and, it's going to be good.
Yeah, probably a bowl of custard as well.
Yes, indeed. along with all that, I've got some headlines that you guys may want to hear about. In the next Eurochart, you can read about Darkus. Darkus quits the scene. Is Devotion
I think we all want to know
dead?
About that.
Yeah, I think we all want to know about that. Can we ring Darkus?
I phoned him earlier. His phone was turned off. But
we'll see what we can do. We're actually going to ring Darkus live on the air. So we'll see what happens. Mr. Tickle's going to sit there and ring Darkus. We're going to see if we can get him on the air and find out what's going on.
Yeah, because...
Oh, meanwhile, anyone that wants to have their opinion on the radio, we've got an international dial-in number. You're going to hear a big hum here. Yeah, it's his phone. Hang on. Apologies for this.
No, his phone's off.
His phone's still off. Okay, we're going to try that again later on. But we're going to try and get hold of Darkus if we can, because everyone wants to know what's going on. Anyway, if you want to have your say on this, we've got an international dial-in number. From the UK, it's 0836 077 210, and internationally it's 00448360772 10. That sounds about right. Anyway, that's actually on the website. If you want to go to the website, www.thehavoc.co.uk, it's on there on the first page. That'll tell you. If you ring up there, you'll get a short message, and then you can leave your own message, and we'll put you on the air live. That's our dial-in centre. Yes. Isn't that good? It's like back to the days of the DEFCON voice bridge. Except it's not a voice bridge. It's not in America, and it's not called DEFCON.
So it's kind of nothing like it.
It's nothing like DEF CON Voice Bridge.
So there you go.
Yes. Anyway, let's see what else. What else we have? More interesting information. Yes. Now this was a good one. Microsoft, the Microsoft website. Well, this made me chuckle. Last week they were having a few problems, more than a few actually.
Our heart bleeds, doesn't it?
Yeah. what originally happened is apparently some Microsoft technician reconfigured a router and then didn't realise he disconnected the entire DNS server system from the internet. So the whole of Microsoft.com just went AWOL for a whole day, basically. Anyway, then what happened after that? Oh, yeah, then they were subject to a DOS attack a couple of days later, and then they went offline again. So they seem to be back now, but... Oh, yeah, shame, really, isn't it? Anyway, another interesting thing. If you do a whois on Microsoft.com, you can get to whois, by the way. If you do a whois, that's an NS lookup on the domain name. If you go to www.daemon.net/external, there's an option on that page to do a DNS lookup. If you type in Microsoft.com, you'll get back a couple of interesting ones. Let's just read off to you some of the interesting domains that have been registered. Microsoft.com hacked by PsychoJoko on a rootnetwork.com. Microsoft.com inspires copycatwannabesubversives.net. There's loads of them, actually. Microsoft.com is boring compared to teenextreme.com. Notice the Havoc does not condone teenextreme.com. there's loads of them, so you may want to go and do that. That's good for a laugh.
Could I just mention Darkhawk at this point? Because he said he'd only listen if I mentioned him 10 times, so that's one down, nine to go.
Yes, yes, Darkhawk. Mention him a couple of times.
All right, Darkhawk. That's another three.
Okay, so
I'll save some more for later.
Yeah, we need to keep that.
And Heidi, I will sing you a song, just not right now.
Ah,
there will, right. You will get a song. I don't know what I'm going to sing, but you will get a song.
There we go.
Darkhawk.
let's see. There's been some scandal on the scene, so let's see. There have been loads of people quitting the scene, really, recently, hasn't there?
Well, yeah. I mean, Modem and Darkus.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a bastard, really, because both of them are my friends, and, well, I'm still in touch with Modem occasionally. He's in Poland now with his girlfriend, so...
Modem's in Poland?
Yes. Well. From Italy to Poland with his girlfriend. But he's had a lot of problems, that's why he's leaving the scene. So, if you ever listen to this, good luck with your life, mate.
Yes. Yeah, there's way, way, way too many sceners that are just disappearing.
Yeah, yes. after long periods of inactivity, usually.
Yeah. I've never been inactive, of course. That 2 years was just...
Mr. Active.
Yes, that two years ago was just a small blip on the scale of my larger inactivity for the last 10 years. More news. SIGGRAPH. A lot of you guys may or may not have heard of SIGGRAPH, actually. SIGGRAPH is a big American graphics expo going on in, I think it's August this year. Now, I spoke about this on the first broadcast we did, actually. There's a group of sceners that are trying to get demos shown at the SIGGRAPH event, if you like, to gain wider recognition of demos in the scene. Now, I've had some interesting news off Theon, one of the main guys that's organising it. You guys probably may not have heard this because it's basically hot off the press. The website will be going up next week. I don't have an IP or a host name for it yet, but the website will be going up next week, and Theon has pledged to come on the show very soon. He said that he'd do me an interview quite shortly, so I don't know, within the next broadcast or two, Theon will be on here and he will tell you all about SIGGRAPH and everything you want to know about it, and so that's another good reason to keep listening in.
Absolutely.
Yes, SIGGRAPH, there you go. Let's see, what else? So, what other information have we got?
Probably not a lot.
No, not really. Oh, I know what we were going to do. We were going to read the headlines for Eurochart, weren't we?
Yes.
And we got to the first one.
Yes, and then, Darkhawk.
Yes. there we go. Right, yes, the headlines for Eurochart, back again. Darkus quits the scene. Is Devotion dead? Modem quits the scene. What happens with Darkage? Disc number 11, The Return and Fall. Coder's Corner, Learn to Code Effectively with the Blitter and Copper. Pure Journalism, Inventing False Articles. And the Polish Eurochart Boycott. So, those are your headlines for the next Eurochart, which will be out shortly. I'm just going to jump channels now and see if Darkhawk has anything to say. No, he doesn't. So it makes a change, but it's nice.
I just noticed that Heidi's moaning about me not singing, so if you'd like to suggest a tune for me to sing, I will sing it.
Yes. we're actually taking requests.
Yes. Mr. Tickle will sing for you, but only one song. I'm not going to sing loads.
Yeah, Mr. Tickle's 10 greatest Christmas jingles.
Yeah, exactly.
In the style of Echo of LSD. Yes. I think that should be a good thing. We should have a module compo in the style of somebody else.
Yeah, that'd be quite fun.
Right. What else we got to talk about tonight?
Why are you looking at me?
Who else am I going to look at?
Oh, someone doesn't want me to sing. Oh, I'm so sorry, Heidi. Oh, well, I was going to.
Do you know the Barney song?
Yes. No, I don't.
We will be downloading the Barney song in the background and playing it for you. Right.
I could sing the theme tune to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Please don't. please don't. This is a responsible broadcasting station. We did have loads and loads of news, and I keep forgetting it. I should write these things down.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea when you're going to broadcast to the nation.
That's what I was going to say, actually. Broadcast to the nation, yeah. Broadcast to the world of the scene.
All 10 of them.
All 10 of them, yes. some of you guys may notice. I notice one or two of you are still having connection problems to the broadcast. My streaming host, my relay host, has actually upgraded all their hardware and software, and it should theoretically be much more stable, much more clear, and seeing as Drift isn't touching the mixer, much better. no offense to Drift, but we've gone through a big upgrade. I've done a lot of work on the system at this end, so hopefully... it should all be sounding a lot better and a lot clearer. We've got a request for Britney Spears.
Request for Britney Spears?
Yeah, we've got a request for Britney Spears.
I always request Britney Spears, but not her singing, just her, generally. Yeah.
just request Britney Spears. Do you remember when you're on AMI-X BBS, you could go to the request conference and use REQ?
No.
No, you don't?
No.
No, I remember that.
Fair enough.
I was a sizzle. No, what you...
Do it to me one more time. I don't want to do anything to you.
Yeah, they're very scary. I've decided we're not going to read the channels anymore. We're going to imagine that it's intelligent. It's intelligent conversation. So there's been a massive hardware upgrade this end. Let's have a look. What else? Napster. Now, I spoke about this last week. Napster has cunningly got out of its $10 million lawsuit by borrowing $20 million from BMG to develop some new technology, which I think is great. I should just ring up BMG and say, I'm going to pirate all your music.
Yeah.
I have a CD copier. I have a lot of free time. Give me $20 million. I won't do it, and I'll figure a way to stop other people doing it. which is basically what it amounts to. Anyway, we were talking about that last week. We flogged that one to death.
It surprises me that someone hasn't just set up like a server in the middle of Mexico in a shed somewhere, like an unofficial Napster server. I mean,
it's funny you should say that. I was introduced to something called Audio Gnome.
Is something that spelled like Gnome in the Garden?
Gnome in the Garden, exactly. Like Audio Gnome.
Audio Gnome.
Go
and worship the Audio Gnome.
Yes, it's a small plastic gnome that sits at the bottom of your garden with a long cable to your PC, and it can download music for you.
No.
Seriously, Sulfur actually introduced me to this. What it is, it's like a Napster clone, and it doesn't work in the same way as Napster. Whereas Napster seems to be pure file sharing peer-to-peer, this Audio Gnome actually goes off and it finds servers for you. And what you can do, I'm thinking about loading it on here, but if I load it on the broadcast server, I get the funny feeling that it will actually kill the broadcast, so I won't do that.
Don't do that.
I'll see if I can load it on here. But no, Audio Gnome, what it actually does is it's got a list of... I don't have it installed, which is a shame. It's got a list of servers. And I do have it installed. I'll load it up here. It's got a list of servers, and it goes off and basically scans them. When you log in, it goes off and it scans... Hang on, I'm just configuring it now so I can...
You're configuring a gnome.
Configuring gnome, yes. Enter the default nickname. I'm going to call myself Death. Default password. Ooh, who knows? Let's say Death. There you go. That's my username and password, everybody. Death. So we're just loading up the Audio Gnome here. What this actually does is it's, as you can see in the background here...
No, you can't.
It's radio.
You can't see anything. We don't have the webcam this week.
Yeah, we don't have the webcam this week. Our webcam was repossessed. We couldn't keep out the things. The repayments. we couldn't keep up the repayments to
some guy.
To some guy. Whoever it was, we couldn't afford the repayments.
It was this man.
But maybe there wasn't actually any repayments. The guy just turned up and said, can I have your webcam, please? And yeah, I just gave it to him.
He was quite big.
Yeah. we didn't want to argue with him, so anyway. Anyway, we've... oh, right, hang on. We've got an advert that's just come in. Solarize has created his music disc, his latest music disc called Hexology Volume 2, and it's been released on the Less Music Productions website. Less, of course, being a Havocnet Radio partner. And you can get that on http://listen2/LMP2. What is Hexology? Well, Hexology is coded in Visual Basic.
Oh, dear.
It's coded in Visual Basic?
Coded and Visual Basic in the same sentence. I don't understand.
Very strange. Very strange. I'll have to have a word with you about that.
Don't you mean sort of bodged together haphazardly in Visual Basic?
Yeah, that's what you're doing in Visual Basic. It was bodged using Visual Basic, HTML and Java, and it's got music in MP3 and XM format. So there we go. That's a little bit brief bit of news. If anyone else has got any news that they want broadcast, just give us a shout and we'll read it out live on the air for you.
Yeah,
or dead on the air, depends. Anyway, back to AudioGnome. Yes, so we've got a list of servers here, and we basically, what happens is, we select a bunch of servers. I need the shift key for that, but I don't have enough hands. So we'll just select a server, and then you connect to it, and it connects, or it kicks you off, I guess, depends. And then what it does is you get a list of all the files on that server, and you can download straight away, and it's got a hit rate that is about a million times better than Napster.
Fantastic.
It's absolutely amazing. The only problem
plus
being,
the fact
of course,
the servers aren't likely to hang up and go and have a cup of tea while you're nearly finished downloading a massive file.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the one that makes me laugh about Napster is, of course, you get there and you spend like 10 minutes refreshing your list trying to find the a track from somebody that you're looking, and you find like Miss Toffit or whoever. There's always Surfer on there. There's Surfer X1, Surfer X2, and I always seem to find the tracks that I want belong to Surfer. Anyway, so you click on Surfer and you click on his track and you go to download and it goes, error, user has misconfigured their end. Try again in a minute. And you just know that they've not got a clue. I mean, all you have to do with Napster is just, like, point and click.
Yes.
And not be behind a firewall. But,
there you go.
Yeah, so basically, Napster is on its way out, and AudioGnome is on its way in. All praise to AudioGnome.
Yes.
What else?
Anything? They're going to get sued by Metallica.
That's a good point. Shall we sue AudioGnome? Shall we upload the Havoc broadcasts? That's what we're
doing.
We're going to MP3 encode the Havoc broadcasts to Napster and then sue them.
Yeah.
This is copyrighted. This is all copyrighted. So,
I mean,
yes.
You can download it from the Havoc website, but...
But that's beside the point. Yeah. It's not freely available.
It's the only
available.
Place you're allowed to have it.
Yes, it's not freely available. Who knows about the Havoc website? www.thehavoc.co.uk. Yes, anyway, talking about the Havoc website, it's going to be redesigned shortly. You'll all be happy to hear. Yes.
By a mad four-stringed instrument.
Yes. Otherwise known as Banjo. Banjo was a guy, he's actually the first guy I ever met when I first got my first modem. He ran his board, Digital Chaos, and that was the time I first opened Havoc. Anyway, he's one shit-hot graphics designer.
Bloody hell can this man draw.
Yes, he is amazing. If you want to see some of his work, go to www.exo-design, www.exo-design.com. If you go there, you'll see some of his work. They're amazing. These guys, they're great. Go check them out. That's all I've got to say about it, really. He's going to be redesigning our webpage. Thanks for that, mate. And you'll all actually be able to read what's on there now, as opposed to all the blue backgrounds.
Can we just switch the thing? I want to see if anyone's requested any songs yet.
Requested any songs? Oh, what, switch here?
Yeah. Anyone request anything? It's only Britney.
No, it's not only Britney. We're not playing Britney.
We're not playing... No, we refuse on the grounds that it's not really
it's
music.
It's crap, yeah. anyway, all right. Vortex says, apparently Napster is going to become commercial after about the next two releases or so. Vortex, you didn't actually send us a mod file. It disconnected as soon as you, as soon as I tried to accept it. I'll check it out, but I'm fairly sure I didn't get it.
It's all your. It's not our fault anyway. Whatever happened, it's not our fault.
No, we. I was going to say something, but I just couldn't be bothered. And we still got a request for no singing whatsoever.
There's, absolutely. So
I'm happy
suits
with that.
Me.
I'm happy with that. You just have to listen to it down the radio. I have to listen to it live in real time, and I can't change the volume. Napster is going subscription. Now, that's interesting. Napster, I know we keep talking about this, but I find this really interesting. Napster has been paid by BMG to create a commercial copyright system that means people can download BMG's music from Napster servers and pay for it. So they work up their number of credits. I guess it's like a bit like mymp3.com or whatever. You work up your number of credits and you pay for it. And then you just download your song or your commercial copyrighted songs. Okay, thanks, Vortex. We're receiving another one. We seem to already have it. Okay.
Talking out your ass again.
Yeah, I'm just lying, aren't I? Hang on 1 second. We're just going to go and check whether we've got this module, but I'll carry on talking in the background anyway. Yeah, Napster has been given all this money to try and develop copyrighted music systems. Now, this makes me laugh a bit, because I'd love to know how they're going to do it. Napster, of course, as you know, is file sharing. It sits on people's hard drives, so it's not actually on any centralised Napster server. Now, the only way Napster can do this is either put some massive big servers in, which is the only way that Napster works. I mean, there's, what, like 18 gig usually available on Napster?
Yeah, something stupid.
And I mean, you think how many downloads are taking place at one time. There's just not got the bandwidth for it. Or they're going to figure some way to get copyrighted music transferred peer-to-peer and registered at the same time. And this makes me laugh, because they're going to be using people's personal machines, people's own hard drives, but to make money from.
Yeah.
Now, there's got to be an issue with that.
Yeah, because like, someone's taking it from your hard drive. I mean, say they're paying for it. You want some money as well for storing it, didn't you?
Hmm. I was just drinking a bit of water there, and he caught me off guard.
Yeah. All right, I'll try and talk a bit longer next time.
Yeah. I'll make it aware. Anyway, we just received this module, so we might play this in a second. The Pix Telco Jam. Play this in the background, actually. See what this is.
It's probably just someone recording themselves going, "Have a kiss, crap, you are a wanker," or something, and then sending it to you.
The number you've dialed is unobtainable.
That's interesting. International network. We're going to leave that playing in the background just for a few minutes, just purely because request.
To humour that guy.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, this is really interesting to me. I mean, are people just going to let Napster and BMG store copyrighted files on their hard drives and transfer them free of charge? I mean, it seems a bit strange to me. Seems very strange.
Yeah.
It's like mymp3.com. Apparently with that you have to have your original CDs.
Yeah.
And it just occasionally asks for the original CD to make sure that you still own it.
Yeah.
You haven't just borrowed your mate's CD. Which to me, like, that really,
that's really
defeats
annoying, yeah.
It just defeats the point of it. So let's say that you've got your laptop here, and like me, you travel around the country and you've got all your MP3s uploaded on mymp3.com.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there and you're at the other end of the country, and it suddenly says, you got to listen to your like latest Dr. Dre CD, and it suddenly says to you, "Please insert the CD to prove you still got it." And you just go, "That's not the point.
It's on the other side of the country."
It's on the other side of the country. That's why I signed up for this service. Anyway, so this seems really stupid to me. I think definitely, of course, a lot of people get confused in the media and in the worldwide thing. They say MP3 is this, is that. It's on its way out. MP3 is nothing more than a compression technology. It's solid state music.
Yeah.
You know, it's compressed music that is going to be the way forward, whether it's A-Track 3 or MP3. People just get confused between MP3, the compression format, and like the physical MP3 players, which are an MP3 technology. But anyway, it's at the end of the day, it's like if you look at the Sony Walkman or the memory stick man. It's the blue thing that takes the long big blue thing that takes the memory sticks. You know what I'm talking about?
No, you lost me.
No, there's a I'll go to the Sony website. I'm just going to find this module out in the background here to get some. Process of time back.
You're so good at these fades.
I know, I'm really good at these fades. It's just like move the slider really quickly.
Fade so much. You know.
The Sony memory stick, Walkman, it basically takes a Sony memory stick, which this proprietary memory technology goes in your AIBO and everything. And it'll play A-Track, it'll play WAV, it'll play MP3 and whatnot. I mean, that's going to be the... it's going to basically be the way forward. It's going to be compressed solid-state music. But it's not going to be MP3. I think we all pretty much know that.
Yeah, well, it was new and now it's not. So
it's not. It's just the general advancement of technology.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, basically. anyway, let's see what else we got to talk about here.
I don't know. Should we have a module?
Yeah, let's have a module. What module do you want?
Whatever you like.
Should we play State of Mind?
All right. Well, I think it's fair to warn people. This is a module that me and Def made many years ago, but. It's quite a good module, but I apologise now for the out-of-tune piano. The out-of-tune piano is kind of horrible. It's got an out-of-tune piano in it, so when the out-of-tune piano comes in, well, sorry.
Actually, I've decided we're not going to play that now.
We're not
going to
play that now, all right.
No, we're actually going to play a different module that I've just found here. I've had a lot of modules sent to me over the last couple of days, or a couple of weeks, in fact. This is a very cool module. This, I can't actually remember what it was from. It's Fractured by Azazel. We're going to play this, and then we'll be back to you in a couple of minutes. So enjoy the module. Oh, it's like it's back to the BBS days, isn't it? Of course, with my lease line, I just don't know what a dial tone is. Not jealous, are you?
Oh, just because I live in a technology black spot where I don't get things like that.
Hello. Hello.
to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Yes, we're back, and I remember the volume slider back up again. Anyway, what we're just doing there in the background is we've been told that Darkus is actually online. We're going to try and see if we can get hold of him. You may have heard some clicking going on in the background of that module there. Mr. Tickle was just trying to ring him. Hopefully, we'll be able to get him on the air and just have a word with him.
To talk about him leaving the scene and stuff.
Yeah, we just want to find out.
We don't want to outdo your chart scoop anyway, so we'll try and avoid it.
We'll do our best because, I mean, Dark Hawk's doing us a favour here, seeing what he can do. But hopefully, Darkus will turn his phone on in a couple of minutes and we'll see what happens. Meanwhile, in that break there, we've had a little bit of news come through from ADOC of Huggy. At www.huggy.de/Afghano, that's A-F-G-H-A-N-O, that's the El Afghano magazine. They're hosting, Huggy is hosting their homepage at the Huggy website. It's basically, it's a bit of a weird magazine, but you'll see. Go and have a look. It's they've done a pretty scathing review of Huggy 20, but ADOC says, well, that's exactly the reason that he accepted their request to host it at the Huggy website. See, that's true scene style, that is. You know, just take the piss out of each other, and who cares? Anyway, let's have a look. Anyway, I wonder if Darkus has received the email. What I'm going to do, it's just going to be a small pause here, guys, while I just check the email. Hopefully he's received it and turned his phone on. Which would be good news. I mean, I know a lot of people want to talk to Darkus. We're not going to scoop Eurochart or anything. I mean, we know Eurochart have got the news on this one. But it'd be good. I'm sure everyone wants to know what's happening, and especially if we get him on the air. Oh, I can't even remember my password now. If we get him on the air, then at least we can get some real time answers out of him. We've got no email back yet, but we'll see. Do you want to give him try and give him a ring? See what happens.
I'll ring him up. If he wants to talk to him, I'll let you talk to him because I have no idea what to ask him, really.
Well, just ask him what's up. We'll see. Anyway, we'll get him on the air first. We'll see if we can get hold of him. Excuse the buzz. It's nothing we can do that about that. Anyway, Axel has just given us some news there. Bucko of Depth seems to have got busted recently, which is not good news. Axel, can you give us any more information on that one? No, still turned off. Anyway,
he may not want to talk to us.
That's very true. May not want to talk to us. I'll keep an eye on the channels anyway. See if we can find out what's going on. Anyway, there's a phone buzzing away here.
I don't know what it is. I'll turn mine off. Yours off?
Yeah, mine's off.
Yeah. My fault. Anyway.
Anyway. Yes. Of course. Let's have a look at the comments. Yeah. Vortex says there's a cheaper alternative to the memory stick. It uses a CD-ROM. Yeah, that's very true. I suppose, yeah.
Because you can put whatever you like on an ISO 9660 CD-ROM and it'll just play it.
Exactly right. Cool. The other cool thing about MP3s, have you seen one of those MP3 tape players?
No.
It's an MP3 player in the shape of a tape. And it's got two magnetic heads. Basically, these magnetic heads, they sit there and they pretend to be a tape. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. They pretend to be a tape, and it's very cool. You can download MP3s to your tape, and then play them on a normal tape player. And it's obviously MP3 quality on a tape, minus the heads and whatnot of a tape player. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Anyway, what else have we got to talk about today?
Well, all sorts of things. We've got a big stack of topics.
Yes, a great big stack of topics.
If only we could work out where the hell we put them.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what. While we work out where we're going to put them, what we're going to do is we're going to leave you with. For the next couple of minutes, we're going to leave you with the one module from Impossible Possibility. Who was that demo by?
Don't know.
Here we go. Here's a question for all you people on the channel. Who coded Impossible Possibility? I've completely forgotten.
And the winner gets
My broken CD drive, which originally actually is just try and move down the server room. Hang on a sec.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Look at that. There we go.
I wish I knew now because I really want that. That's just
You see, you're all sorry now, aren't you? You're all sorry now.
Just look at that. That's fantastic. It's got bits falling out and everything.
Yeah, I mean, this was actually on offer last week.
Oh, look, it stays at an angle.
Brilliant. A good wine holder. if you guys were listening in at the last show, you would have heard me, Drift, and Randall talk about this. This drive is still up on offer. It comes in, as Drift said, in four easy to assemble parts. You've got. You got one laser.
And if it did work, it would read CDs at 50 times speed.
If it did work, I'm sure it still does.
So it fails to read them at 50 times speed.
It fails. Yes. In fact, it fails 50 times faster than your average yeah. your average CD drive. It's actually now jammed in the case. Yeah.
I mean, this is you know, now it's been announced on the radio. This is a bit of history now.
Oh yeah, definitely. We've got a quick removable front plate for security.
Yes. I'm not sure it's supposed to come off, but
no. Would you buy a car CD player that didn't have a front removable?
Not anymore. No.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, you've got a computer one that does the same.
And we've got a metal chassis that comes in two easy-to-assemble parts. Anyway, that's your prize for
telling us
who coded Impossible Possibility, because I'd really like to know, and it's annoying me now.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to leave you with the first module from Impossible Possibility, and then ADOC will be back with his commentary on Scandor's article. Now, this is a very interesting article, really. It's all about demos. We're going to have a discussion about this afterwards, so I don't want to go into it too much here. But ADOC's just having a commentary on how the demo scene is at the moment, how things are, and what the attitudes to coding demos. So we're going to let you listen to this module, and we shall be back shortly after ADOC's set. I don't know. I think it's an interesting topic that really needs to be.
Demos. I mean, they're sort of more framed problem than they were.
Well, we'll be back very shortly.
Shoutcast Radio.
Hi, friends. Hi, fellow seniors. Hi, fans, and basically, hi, everybody. Welcome to my second radio program on Der Havoc. My name is Adok of Huji. I'm the main editor of the Huji Disc magazine. And the topic I'm going to talk about today is demos as an art form. What place do demos have in the world of real art? By the way, in the background you can hear music by Bedrail, Seelan and Memphiria. I hope this will make my show more enjoyable for you. The reason why I chose this topic is that recently it has reappeared in the major scene media. First there were some articles on it in Huji issue 21, then a very good article by Scandor appeared on CFX Web, and finally now there's also a discussion about it on Comsys IBM PC demos. I think the reason why people are debating again whether demos is an art form and what to do to establish it as a real art form like music or literature or movies or painting is that some very good demos have been released in the past years and months. Just to mention a few examples: State of Mind by Bomb, Wonder by Sunflower, Heaven 7 by Exceed, Spot by Exceed, and Their Product by Farbrausch. These productions are a pleasure to watch, and they are at a very advanced level technically. It's very hard to create such demos. You need a lot of knowledge, a lot of intelligence, and a lot of expertise to program such things. And therefore I think that demos could also be interested not only to computer freaks, but also to a general audience that is interested in art and technology, for example, university professors, or other people of that level. The topic itself isn't that new actually. I remember some articles in Amiga and PC Dev Disc Max several years ago. They ask whether demos is art and even whether demos are the art form of the 21st century. I even wrote an article on that topic, too, for Huji 11, published in the beginning of 1998. But the topic is a timeless one, because it's still not clear what the demo scene really is like. Basically, there are many people and groups who create demos and intros and show them at parties, and maybe they will win some prizes. But is this everything? What about the audience? Should the audience be limited to other demo makers, to computer freaks? Or should also general people look at demos? And are the people longing for some acknowledgement, I mean, for example, getting into history? Are they trying to produce some historical artifact, actually? Something that will be remembered by the coming generations, like, for example, Shakespeare's poems? There are various opinions on this. But in fact, some people think, yes, this is what we want to achieve. And as said, some demos are really so good that it would be a cultural waste if they got lost and were not stored in the art of art science forever. But in order to achieve this, we must establish demos as a real art form comparable to literature, to movies, to painting, or whatever, theater for example. You know what I mean. The demo scene must be open to other people, to a wide audience. The audience has already increased in the course of the years, and I appreciate this development. It's not necessarily that scene that is getting more mainstream, but the mainstream is more scenish. It is getting adapted to the demo scene. It is going to acknowledge the demo scene's achievement. And this is good. But in order to establish demos as a special art form of its own, we must have a special demo spirit that will unite the whole scene. And this was the topic of the article Skander wrote for CFX Web. First, he analyzed the currently available demos. He proposed four categories: classic demos, graphic demos, then movie demos, and finally video demos. For example, state of the art or state of mind are typical video demos. And the Fulcrum is a movie demo. Then Skander discusses the advantages and the disadvantages of all these types of demos, and then he finds a synthesis. This is a suggestion, of course, so this is nothing absolute, but this is his personal opinion. He tries to find a synthesis of all of this and add some extra rules what demos should be like in order to make demos an independent art form, not just something like trying to be movies or trying to be music videos. The conclusions he draw are quite controversial, of course. For example, he says that we should restrict ourselves to Commodore 64 or C64 for all the non-German speaking people here, or Amiga 1200. I do not agree with this, because I think that demos reflect modern technology, and that is one of the most important things about this, that demos show off what you can do using the modern technologies, and therefore demos should be using the latest technologies. But this is only my personal opinion. This has to be further discussed. Posting to Compsys IBM PC Demos that started the new discussion about fine art and demos was posted only a few days ago to it by Chip Collier, who calls himself a fine art major. He writes, quote, "I'm curious what you think the future of the demo scene might be. Fine art of the past has always been made by artisans, basically today's 3D animators and cinematographers and the like. However, when they were a current trend and high-tech industry, you weren't viewed upon as you view them now. They were just another part of life. I've been following the demo scene because I predict it will turn itself into this industry because it's advancing rather nicely, and some of the best looking abstract visual material I've seen that was made with a computer has not come from the powerhouse render farms and workstations of CA departments, but from the demo scene. And then he poses some questions, including the coders. Does anyone else agree with me that demo coding and production is a fine art? Does a team become an artistic entity that is greater than its parts, or is a team a tool or medium for brilliant artists of many backgrounds to come together and make collaborative works of art? Do any of you demo coders and artists respect your work in a fine art sense and treat it as serious intellectual material, both technically and artistically, or do you think of it as some friends making pointless eye candy? Quote off. I think these questions are quite intelligent and important to be answered, because actually they are about the sense of the demo scene. By the way, this music sucks at the moment. Wait a moment. Okay, now it's better again. As said, I like these questions. And the opinions on them, of course, are not uniform, but there are various opinions on them. This is because people have different perceptions on demos, and some of the questions reveal that the people really think of demos only as an exercise or something to make fun, something to have fun together with friends, but not as something really serious. But then again, the question is if these are the same people who also make the good demos. The question is what the leading demo sceners think about their products. And I think they have the perception that they want to make something special comparable to real art. The question, of course, is what is art? But let everybody decide this for himself. And there are also some interesting answers to this. In his answers, the people say that the scene will become more old school again. I hope that it won't become a crawler-only scene again, because crawlers are something that is easy to make, even for 30-year-old people. And something that is neither technically nor visually impressive. So, this, in my opinion, shouldn't be what the demo scene is developing to. I think the demo scene should continue developing, embracing the latest technologies, and trying to create demos that express messages and do not only show off the effects. And of course, demos should also try to make more using the technology than games and other products do. This is what I find very important about the business of demos. And of course, perfectionizing and optimizing the algorithms and generally the program code. Research in the area of graphics effects is for science. This is not necessarily what the demo scene has to do, but it has to improve these effects and use them in a good manner. Of course, research is also good, but I do not want to force any demo scene to really do this. something that is closely related to this fear is also the demo scene contributing to sick grass. There has been a movement starting from Vincent Scheib over Fionn and many other people by now who want to get the demo scene present at the next SIGGRAPH conference. SIGGRAPH is a very well-known international conference of academics and the industry, etc. So the demo scene could really get public then among the new target group, the educated people and the art lovers. I think this is something that is going to help the demo scene. I fully agree with this. But we already see now on the feedback on fine demos that demos are also watched by professionals and by academics. So the trend is in fact in this direction. It just has to be supported and we have to continue going this way, I think. Of course I would like you to give me feedback on this program. Please tell me your thoughts. You don't have to do that privately to me, but you can post to a public forum. For example, Comp, Sys, IBM, PC Demos. This would be very good because then other people could get involved in the discussion. And this is what I want. I want discussion and then the results of the discussion, the compromise, should lead to action. So, I hope that you enjoyed this radio program and see you.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Okay, we're back again. That was Adok with his views on the demo scene, as it were. Some interesting views there. Actually, in the background here, you can hear Dr. Cucumber, A New World. That's an MP3 from Less Music Productions. Again, I'll say it again, one of our broadcast partners. We'll let that play along in the background anyway. It's a nice module there. So Adok's views, I mean, there's been a lot of this going around in the PC scene more than the Amiga scene. I think something that's...
I think it's more of an issue in the PC scene than the Amiga scene. It's one of the reasons why I haven't been so interested in the PC scene is that you've got so much power and so much, like a 3D card, and you've got a really powerful processor. It kind of takes some of the magic out of it for me that you get all these really impressive effects, but the guy who's done it could have done it in Visual Basic in 3 minutes, you know, using DirectX, using Visual Basic without sort of It's not as much effort going into it obviously people have effort to make it look stylish and all that, but it just sort of takes a bit of the magic off from me if there's that much power that you don't require so much skill.
Yeah, definitely. I think part of the reason as well you don't hear this on the Amiga scene as much is the Amiga's hardware is like improve very slowly.
Yes.
Since like 90, what are you talking about? 4?
94, yeah.
Yeah. The Amiga, I mean, you hit the A1200 and the A4000, and then that was it, and it didn't go very much further in architecture.
No.
And a PC, obviously, that's got faster, quicker, if you like. The new hardware and the new technology has come out much, much quicker. And so what's happening now is a lot of demos. I mean, 99% of the demos I download now say, you must have DirectX installed. You know, you must have Windows Media Player installed to listen to the music.
Yeah.
And that's not to me what demos are about.
No, it's just quite sad really, because I mean in the old days it was you know, you had quite a little bit of hardware, you had to push it, and it made it really all the more spectacular, because you think, bloody hell, and it was, as well as being an impressive display, you'd think, bloody hell, my Amiga 500 is doing that, and that's fucking awesome, you know?
Yeah, the other thing, of course, was advancement. I mean, you get a 1200, and you'd have your machine, let's say, in 92,
yeah.
And a demo would come out, and you think, that's good, and then a demo would come out in 93, and you think, that's amazing.
That's amazing,
and
it's the same hardware.
And then one in 94 would come out, that was even better than that, and it was the same hardware. And I mean, you see the same thing on pretty much every platform.
I mean, the Commodore 64 scene,
yep.
The demos you see now are just
not even that.
Phenomenal.
I mean, think about this for a second. Think about how good restricted architecture is. Now, this is the defining example that I think says restricted architecture is the best platform for demos.
Yeah.
The PlayStation.
Yeah.
Now, you think about the PlayStation. The first game that came out for the PlayStation 1 was impressive.
Yeah.
It was impressive in the context of that day. And people got it and they thought, wow, this is an amazing game. Now, people look back at that game and they think, yeah, it was good when it came out. It's not good now. And games are being released on the same architecture that has not been upgraded in any way,
anyway,
because
all,
you
nothing,
can't upgrade a PlayStation 1. And they are like They're, 10 times better.
Yeah, a million times better, yeah.
It's, you know, you compare the games that are coming out now to the games that were there originally, and there's just no comparison. Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
You know, you look at Metal Gear Solid, that's an amazing game.
Yeah.
And it's because of the restricted hardware that people push the system more. And what you find is people are very inclined to not actually bother to push the hardware when they know that there's going to be an upgrade out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's like games nowadays, you could run, let's say, you could, I reckon that, what's the latest PC game out? I don't know.
Are you asking the wrong person?
Yeah, I'm asking.
I got an Amiga and that's
it. I don't know, whatever they are. Let's say when Quake came out. And like you've got Quake 3 now, haven't you?
Yeah.
I'm sure they can make Quake 3 run on maybe half of the hardware spec that it's got.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
But they can't be bothered. Because it's far easier to code for a huge hardware, because you get a code bloat. It's much, much easier. And that's just the way it is. I think restricted hardware makes for a better demo.
Absolutely, because, I mean, this is one of the things I mentioned in the first issue of Devotion. I was saying about how if you have limits and if it... Then you can have sort of world records. I actually put a case forward that Cena's, I mean, by all means, get a PowerPC processor for the internet and for things like that. But I don't think much of PowerPC demos and intros, because I think if the Amiga scene kind of stalled at demos requiring an 060 and AGA, you'd be able to have like world records again, because someone could say, look, I can have this many polygons on an 060 and AGA, and someone's come along, no, but look, it's 100 more.
That was the thing. I mean, how many demos do you used to see saying, like, they put
world
an effect
record,
on screen,
yeah.
And they would say, like, world record X number of polygons
and,
or X number
and
of
everyone
would
be
lines.
Like, bloody hell, what an amazing coder. I mean, that's just superb. Yeah. And then someone else comes along, no, that's rubbish. Look, it's 1,000 more. And you're like, Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, I think the defining example of that has to be the CLS thing. Do you remember that? There was always competitions going on for who could code the smallest CLS command, and it was down to like 4 bytes. It's like a 4 byte CLS command in assembly. That's just mind boggling. It's 4 bytes, it's actually smaller than the file name. but that was the thing. I think we're gonna see in the coming years, as it were, in this year and next year, I don't know, maybe it'll even start a Mecha symposium, that people will go back to how things used to be. There'll be a turnaround. It'll be not so much all this huge hardware. Because, I mean, you used to have wild demos, didn't you? I mean, years you've had wild demos for, where on whatever architecture you can put it on VHS tape.
Yeah.
You play a demo on VHS tape, and if it was the best demo there, I mean, it wasn't a demo, really, was it?
It's not really in the same spirit, that, I don't think.
You could sit there with Lightwave or whatever and just render your demo, and it wasn't a
demo.
But that was in its own category, and it was accepted
it was separate,
own way.
But these days, I think if on the PC scene, that's not much different to making a PC demo, because the hardware's there and you don't have to. It's not the same sort of thing. This is why I also I'm on the Amiga scene a lot. I like a lot of like the 4K demos, because some of the ones like by Exploder, the stuff he gets into 4K is just absolutely mind-boggling, you know. I saw Ephedrina, one by Ephedrina a while ago. I mean, a lot of their 4Ks, the ones by Lodo, look pretty similar, but like the music they got into 4K was pretty damn impressive and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's the music as well. It's like, I mean, it's not... relatively, it's not that hard to code a demo in 4K, but when you have to add graphics and
music into it,
it gets tougher, doesn't
it? And that's... I mean, I suppose it might be just because I'm a coder, that I see things... more related to how difficult it is to code.
In Visual Basic.
obviously. On the Amiga.
Visual Basic on the Amiga.
Yeah, I run it under PC task. It's not very quick.
Yeah. Vortex here, he's just asked a very interesting question. How are demos judged? And I guess demos are judged in the context of the category they're entering.
Yeah.
And
because this is why I didn't like at the party recently, I don't know if I did it this year, but they were talking about mixing various formats in one competition. And I don't think that's really very good, because I view demos related to what they're running on. For example, I wouldn't like to vote against if you had like a PC demo, a C64 demo, and an Amiga demo all in one competition. I think they're different entities.
Yeah, definitely. It's although you're saying that, if you had that, you can't have hardware of similar spec because they're not similar spec machines.
No.
But you could do it in a wild compo.
In a wild compo, yeah. But I'm talking about sort of
you're talking
the main
about
demo
standard
yeah,
a mainstream demo competition. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. There's a lot about it. But of course, the other thing is that the scene isn't just demos.
No.
That's the
true.
Important thing. The scene is a lot more than just demos. It's disc mags and it's
music
ASCII
discs
and
slideshows.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot more than that. And I think maybe these days people are getting very focused on demos. And there's a lot more stuff that you don't see released as much anymore, like chip packs and.
Bring that up, didn't you?
Yeah, I had to bring the chip pack up.
Yeah. No, but it will be done, folks.
Yeah. it will be done. No, but there's a lot of other stuff on the scene that that needs to have attention put to it.
Yeah,
but. I don't know.
But then you go to a big party and you don't really want to watch a music disc on a massive big screen, do you?
Yeah, that's...
I think that's why it gets more attention, is because that's what you go to the big party. Well, you go to the big party to get boozed up with your friends, but you also go to see the big demo on the screen.
At the end of the day, a music disc is released, and most of the music is ripped straight from it, and you play it in your Winamp or Mod Plug or...
possible exception with Extravaganza, because that's awesome. The interface for Extravaganza's.
Yeah, it comes down to design, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Comes down to the interface, comes down to design. Same with disc mags, same with everything.
Yeah.
But, it's... I don't know, it's an interesting one. I don't know what will happen, to be honest. I don't know what will happen.
Personally, I like demos with some sort of limit there. Like I say, 4K demos that run on Amiga 500s, Commodore 64 demos. Those are a lot more interesting to me, and that's why I don't really follow the PC scene much, because it's just not as interesting to me.
Mm. The reason I don't like the PC demo scene is because you have to sit there for 20 minutes trying to reconfigure your PC just to load one demo, and you load it up, and it's like 30 seconds long.
Yeah.
50 meg and 30 seconds long. But, yeah, it's I don't know, it's an interesting one. I don't know what will happen to it, to be honest.
No.
I don't know what will happen, but we shall see. We shall be there. Unless I've gone inactive again, in which
case
I won't.
You're good at that.
Yeah. Hey. So there we go. I think we've pretty much flogged that one to death, haven't
yes.
we?
Yes. Oh, I don't know if I've mentioned Dark Hawk 10 times yet, so I'll just say Dark Hawk, Dark Hawk, Dark Hawk.
I'm sure he has.
Dark Hawk, Dark Hawk. That's way more than 10 now, so he probably owes me something in return.
Yes. Well, in return, he's actually said Iris will do two chip packs.
Iris will do two chip packs?
Iris will do two chip packs.
Yeah, but see, this chip pack I'm doing, the DCS and Dark
Hawk... He says he's doing it. He's not doing it.
Corporation. We're not
he's
doing
not
it
doing
right
it.
Now.
He's shown me the source code. It's 3 lines long.
Oh, that's bollocks. I don't know anything.
And two of those are comments.
Yeah. It's two comments and an RTS. Oh.
Yeah, there you go. That's
this chip pack's going to be cool. It's going to have AHX and mod files, and it's going to run on Amiga 500 right up to an 060 A4000, and it's going to be very cool. So look out for that one.
Yeah, most definitely. Look out for that. Right, talking about demo. Of course. What have we got coming soon on the station? Well, soon we've got. I've spoken with Vention of Kefren's fame, of course. He's agreed to come on the station and have a chat about life, the universe, and everything.
Yeah.
Possibly giving us the answer of 64, but we'll shall see. Theon,
it's 42, but
is it 42?
It's 42.
Where did I get 64 from?
I'm probably talking about Commodore 64s or something, I don't know.
I'm probably talking about Commodore 64s or to some arbitrary amount I've just decided.
Just decided. Maybe you know better.
Maybe I do.
Maybe 42.
Maybe I know something you all don't.
Yeah.
Yes, that'll be the day. we've got Vention coming on the show, which we're looking forward to. Theon, as I spoke to you about earlier, he'll be on the show very soon. He's committed himself to that. Scandor, who said he will be on the show sometime February, March time, which is good. And, of course, looking a bit forward to the future, Mecha Symposium. Which, of course, Mr. Tickle will be at, so everybody go and say hello.
And hopefully you will as well.
Yeah,
mate. Still under the thumb of your girlfriend.
Yes, executive decision here. I can mute your microphone.
Just because it's true.
Yeah, I do what I want when I want.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, you're under the thumb, mate.
I still think the funniest one is Solarize. He sits on IRC, and then when his girlfriend comes in, he like goes, girlfriend's walked through the door, can't be on the PC, got to go, bye. That's gone. You never see him again for a week, but... yes, anyway, so we've got at the Mecha Symposium, we've got Ritz there. He's actually going to be there at the Mecha Symposium.
And you're going to be there too. You've got to be there.
Yeah, I will try my best to be there. And
Come on, you've got a ride in my car. I mean, that's...
Yes. Yeah, I'll see if I can get... If I can get there, I'll be there. If I can't, of course, Ritz will be there, and he will be doing some live broadcasts from Mecha Symposium with party results, with interviews from the guys that are there, and with all the information you want for you guys that can't be there. Of course, we couldn't miss out on that. Let's see, the next show. When's the next show going to be? That's, unfortunately, I don't think the next show is going to be next weekend. Yeah, I know, it's terrible, isn't it? We've had a few problems, basically. It's not really problems, but I've got so much stuff going on at the moment. I'm going to be away most of next week, and I just don't have the time that it takes to prepare for a show like this. So, the next broadcast won't be next week. It will be the week after, which is 19th, isn't it? I don't know. Let's have a look at my calendar. Let's have a look. No, it's not. No, I lied. It's the 17th. Next show should be on the 17th of February. So, with any luck, we shall be there, and we shall see what happens on that show. There'll be a bit more information on the website closer to the time, so keep checking back there. Website, yes, so I've already said that Exo Designer kindly going to be updating that, yeah, redesign our website. We're going to put some instructions. There's been a couple of requests for instructions on how to actually connect to the stream. I think that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
I'll get Mr. Tickle to write some Amiga-related instructions, and I'll write some PC-related instructions, so life should be nice and easy for you.
Is there any C64 owners out there, if you can do some C64 instructions?
Is there any C64 owners that have got their machines on the internet out there?
I'll tell you, that apparently... my mate Cupid is doing the A64 card, which is something totally different, but a mate of his is apparently making a hardware TCP/IP stack for the Commodore 64, which should be funny.
Which is of little use to anyone, but it should be funny, yes.
It'll be fun. No, well, it'll be cool, anyway. So maybe there will be some Shoutcast instructions for...
Shoutcast streaming audio for C64.
With C64 amp.
Yeah. On the PC, load Winamp. On the Amiga, load Amiga amp. On the C64, you're screwed. Anyway, so
if you've got a beeper in your Spectrum, maybe that'll do.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, PC speaker. I remember the days of PC speaker. Still better than a Sound Blaster. Anyway, the competition. There was meant to be a competition this week. I know there was meant to be
It was going to be a better prize than your CD-ROM, probably.
No, that was going to be the prize, actually. And this prize is actually going to be here until somebody wins it.
Yeah, we're going to give this CD-ROM away.
If it kills us, yeah.
We'll polish it.
In fact, what we will actually do is we're going to reverse the competition, seeing as people have decided they're not going to answer the questions because they don't want to win it. If you don't answer the questions, you are going to win it.
You're going to win bits of it, so you can spread it out to people who don't answer it. So you need a screw and a laser thing, whatever.
So you can be assured, if you do not participate in the next show, you're going to be receiving stuff through your mail for the next year.
Yeah, bits of CD-ROM.
However, the we'll have to write the instructions as we do it. So you'll kind of get the instructions in reverse. So we'll send you a screw, and then we'll write down where we took that screw from.
Yeah.
So you'll have to put the instructions together. Yeah. In reverse. So, that should be interesting anyway. So that's a bit of a threat. Havoc TV.
Havoc, the station that threatens you.
Yeah. Listen, or we'll be there. Yeah, when you hear that knock at the door, you'll never know. Is it us or is it the postman? Or is it both? Yes. Moving swiftly on. Next thing. There's been a couple of requests for this, actually. Havoc TV. People have asked, can I put this station on as a TV show?
Now, that would be cool.
It would be cool. It would be very cool. The only thing is, to be honest, I've got a face for radio. And aside from that, it's technically quite difficult. We've been looking into it. It definitely wouldn't be live, because that's just far too much trouble. And I don't think anyone out there actually has the bandwidth to stream it.
Yeah, maybe you can make some MPEG or something.
I definitely don't have the bandwidth to stream it, so I don't know what we'd do. I'd probably have to take it to work and do it on our OC3 line. But... I'm going to look into that. That's actually in the progress. Havoc TV. We don't know what it's going to be yet. We don't know how it's going to work. Yeah. Well, I do know how it's going to work.
Maybe we try and talk to NTL and actually giving us a cable channel.
Yeah. that'll be good. That's what we should have. That's one thing we don't have in England that they have in America. Public access TV.
Yeah.
I think that would be very cool. Yeah. But, we'll see. Havoc TV, that should be happening at some point, whenever I get the hardware, whenever I get the software.
Whatever.
Havoc the movie.
Havoc the movie.
Havoc the movie. In cinemas near you. Soon.
Please come and see it.
Please see it. Please. Really. Please. We've got a multi-penny budget. Our budget is precisely 67 pence and a packet of polos. So if we can get people on here for that, what I'm going to try and do is write some kind of script. Or maybe we'll just wing it, we never know. And we'll get a whole bunch of singers on here and we'll make a movie. Don't know what the movie's going to be about. But I'm sure we'll figure it out. It should be fun. Should be a laugh. Yeah. Anyway, I think that's about all the business for today.
Yes.
Yes?
Sounds good to me. I didn't sing.
Yeah, no. And for that, we're all thankful.
My
hand is poised over the mute button there.
Look, that'll do. That counts as a tune, and Heidi can no longer shout at me or threaten to hit me. So
Heidi's actually gone.
Yeah, I know, but...
You've
scared her off.
Put us through that for nothing.
But the thing is, now she goes, "Oh, you didn't sing." I go, "Yes, I did." After you went.
Yes. of course, all of you that are tuning in now...
It's too late.
Yeah, all of you that are tuning in now, tough, it's over. What I'll do is I'm just going to have a look at the statistics here. Hopefully this recording is... it's only 558 meg this time.
That's not bad.
I've got a 558 meg WAV file. That should compress down to about a 10 meg real audio file, surprisingly. Yeah. I'll upload that. I'll encode that tonight and upload that to the website as soon as possible. So anyone that missed it can listen to it again.
If you want to inflict that upon themselves.
Yes, if you're that crazy, feel free. And that's basically it. I've just been flicking around the channels on in the last slot and last couple of minutes. Basically, the feedback seems to be pretty good. I'm just scrolling up the list here. Yeah, what we've had at the towards the end, I think we've had a couple of disconnections, but basically, overall, the new hardware, the new software, and the new setup, and the new streaming host, they seem to have done their job. We've got a lot less outages. People seem to have a much more stable stream, which is what we're after. So, it's good news. We're going to keep on like this next time. And until then,
that's possibly better planned.
Yeah. Although maybe next time I'll actually have a list of what I'm going to do. Meanwhile, we're all off. ADOX just said 458 meg. I wish it was 458 meg. It's now. Let's have a look. It's now 564 meg. 564 meg, people.
Of inane chatter.
Of inane rubbish. We're actually going to post-production it down to 1 meg. Yeah. And that's still going to be rubbish. See, this is the thing. We need to put a time delay in here so that we can actually do post-production.
Yeah.
So we'll go back in time and do post-production on it somehow. I don't know. Anyway. Yes.
Make quizzes even harder.
Yeah, well, I've just run out with it, really. Basically, we're going to wind this up now. I'm off to play with Mr. Tickle's pretty cool Amiga 4000, actually. tell us the specs on your Amiga 4000.
Well, if you want to see it for yourselves, it's actually online, the specifications, at mrtickle.darkage.it/AmigaHTML. It's in the process of being upgraded, actually, so I want to get some PCI cards and stuff in there, and with the new A4000 media and stuff, but... basically, it's quite impressive. I don't really want to show off. It's
PCI cards in the Amiga.
What are they then?
What be they then? I don't have a PCI card. All I have is an Amiga 1200 with a Zorro slot.
Yeah.
Pink things, get off my land.
Get off my land!
See, I can do it probably because I actually come from that area of the UK, so I can say properly, get off my land! Arse!
He's a very scary person.
Yeah, all you foreigners...
You won't understand.
You won't understand. So I'm going to keep going. Get off my land, arse!
I'm just going to mute him here. Anyway, we're going to wind this up here before we go absolutely crazy. All that's left to say is, of course, thank you to Mr. Tickle of Darkage.
That's okay. I'll probably come along for another show at some point.
If
you'll have me.
Yeah, oh, most definitely. You'll have to come back for another show. We'll sort that out off the air.
That'll be cool. And you better come to Mecca. It's just...
I will do my best. I will make a place to do my best.
He's going to be there, folks. I'll guarantee it.
He's going to come by my house and drag me out.
Yeah,
there.
He's got it.
Anyway, just before we close up, just thought I'd tell you, as we said at the start of the broadcast, this is the DNT reuniting kind of broadcast. And now we're getting carried away. No. It's the end of the broadcast. We're allowed to have some fun. We've been serious the whole way through it.
Oh, yeah. Totally serious.
Basically, as we said at the start of this is the DNT Reunite broadcast.
Yes.
So what we're going to do on the way out, we're going to play you that tune that we were going to play you earlier but didn't play you, so we're going to play it now.
Yeah, we still apologise for the out-of-tune piano.
Yeah, it's a really out-of-tune piano, but it sounded good when we made it.
Yeah, well... Yeah.
Actually, it didn't sound good when we made it, but nostalgia does things to you.
Yes.
So it's called State of Mind. It's a bit of a jungle tune.
We made it a while ago.
Is it a jungle tune? What is it?
You called it a melodic jungle styly at the time.
That's what I called it, a melodic junglist styly tune. You can still download these from Aminet, actually, but I recommend you don't.
Yeah, some of them are really awful.
Yes. Oh, and also, by popular request, people have been saying, especially on the last broadcast, they want the modules that we play to go on the website so people can download them, so we'll definitely be doing that. They won't just be part of the big stream. They'll actually be downloadable as .mods or .mp3s on the website. So go along and download those. That's basically it, guys. Thanks, Mr. Tiggle. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. Obviously, got a few greets to go through. Got RVO, some greets, Dark Hawk. Let's have a look who else we got. Everyone, really.
Yeah.
Great, everyone. Sulfur, Solarize, Luke.
Like I just say to Dark Hawk, get Cupid online. I need to talk to him.
Mm. Yes. Vortex, Axel, The Scream, Mixer, Ecstasy, Deadside, and of course, Clarion Fury, even though they couldn't be here today. Guys, hope you got your place. Good luck to you.
And can I just say Dark Hawk? Dark Hawk.
All right. We get the idea, man. Yeah, as I say, good luck to Clarion Fury. We really could not do this station without those guys. They have been a massive help. So big respects to them. Axel, last question of the day. Axel says, where's Mecca?
Oh, it's... if you pop along to ms.demo.org, all the details are there. It's a very, very cool party. I think it's the party, more so than the party. So
yes, Mecca is the party rather than the party, which is just a party.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. So everyone go to Mecca. It's bloody brilliant. Last time I went, there was loads of people I knew there, but I didn't bump into them. So I'm going to be wearing a T-shirt saying Mr. Tickle this year round. So if you see me and you know me, come up and talk to me because I want to meet as many people that I know as possible. And of course, everyone turn up. And I'll probably be bumping into all the mad Danish seniors I talked to last year as well.
The Havoc does not sponsor a Mecca symposium.
Yeah, but
but we wish we did because it's very cool.
Yeah, it's a superb party. So if you've never been, then just go.
Oh, what country is it in?
Germany.
Germany. Axel, Germany. It's in Germany.
And if that's difficult for you, it doesn't matter. Go, because it's good.
Go. There you go. That's the official verdict. It's good. And I'm sure everyone else will bear that out. Right, guys, this is about it. We're going to leave you with State of Mind.
Sorry for the piano.
Yeah, sorry for the piano. We really got to apologise. And then we shall be back in a couple of weeks. Keep checking the website. I'll be around on IRC with Mr. Tickle for the next couple of hours, both on FNet and IRCnet.
Well, we might be watching Amiga demos, so we'll be a bit lagged, but we'll...
Yeah, we're going to be playing around on the Amiga. I haven't touched an Amiga in quite some time, and I want to see all the new cool demos and whatnot. So, yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's about all. Well, this is DevBase.
This is Mr. Tickle.
Signing off for the Havoc Freenet Radio. Thanks
Goodbye.
For listening in, guys.
Something Rasta, see? State of mind.